about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. If you haven't been able to join us for the first couple hours, no big deal. You could go to the Dr. Dahlia website at drdahlia.com. You could listen to the on demand, and you will be able to listen to all the little bits and pieces and news stories that we have. A lot of good stuff. Of course, we are live right now, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. All right, what's this? Doctors remove a football-sized tumor from a woman's ovary. 45-year-old Suresha Singh is in stable condition after a three-hour operation to remove a 48-pound tumor from her ovary. Non-cancerous? Luckily, but they said that it could have obviously caused her to die because it's pushing on vessels, pushing on her bowels, 48 pounds. That's like two turkeys. That's heavy. How do you walk around with that on your ovary? They said it was made of solid tissue. The doctor, lead surgeon, Savita Rani Singhal. Where was this done? It was in India. Okay. It's the largest he has ever come across in all the medical books and journals. Oh, you bet it is. Well, there are benign tumors that you can get in the ovary. There's, you know, a tumor called a teratoma. I don't see how it could get that heavy, though. I mean, a football-sized tumor, that heavy. I mean, you'd think there'd be some metal in it. I mean, but, you know, sometimes those tumors have bones, you know. They're kind of made of your ectodermal tissue. Some of these tumors that you get on your ovary, so there'll be a little hair. Those dermoid teratomas, you guys have seen those, where it's a tumor that has a tooth in it. Or some hair, and it's they're interesting. They're very, very interesting and very common. They're just not the heaviest type of tumors. So I'd like to know more. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. All right. Okay, what do I want to talk about next? What's this? Self-prescribing is declining among young doctors. I didn't think we were allowed to self-prescribe. They say far fewer doctors in training are prescribing themselves medication in the past. Yeah, don't you get in trouble? Less than 1% of residents surveyed said they wrote themselves a prescription for an allergy medication, antidepressant, or another drug. I mean, I know you can't write yourself narcotics. That's a big no-no. All right. Apparently, they say, I guess a decade ago, over half of all medical trainees reported self-prescribing. Okay, well, maybe the reason why less are reported is because they know they're going to get in trouble. Okay? While it's not illegal for doctors to self-prescribe those types of medication, researchers as well as the AMA, American Medical Association, think it is a bad idea. Doctors aren't the most objective. Residents and other doctors may self-prescribe using free samples from pharmaceutical companies. Oh, well, of course, you know, you need an eye drop or you need a, I mean, you know, I remember Advil had sent us some samples. So, you know, the girls in my office, I mean, you know, when we have our period, we just jump on that sucker. All right. So let me see. Okay. Well, what does that mean? Do doctors, yeah, you know, doctors are the worst patients. We really are. I mean, honestly, I think number one is we don't have time to go to the doctor. Okay. You know, I mean, I'm open on Saturdays. I have an office and, you know, we're open on Saturdays, of course, but most offices aren't. So for a doctor to actually close down their office to take off to go to the doctor themselves is tough. I mean, you know, when I have to go for my yearly visit, it's like, oh my gosh, it takes an act of Congress for me to get the time off. It is difficult. And then for my dental cleaning, oh my gosh. So it's, I mean, that's probably part of it. And then also they think they can just handle it themselves. Yeah, and nobody likes getting pap smears. You know, realize when I go to these meetings or I go to these conventions or see other doctors, et cetera, you know, it's very difficult to run into people who've done your pap smear, you know, done your breast exam. You kind of want privacy. You do. You do. And so it's not going to be most welcome. Most doctors, and I don't think many doctors even want to see me. They're probably like, oh, no, really, there's Dahlia. Oh, man. I've seen enough of her already. I've seen enough of her. So, yeah, you know, it's tough, but we're the worst patients. You know, I got some, you know, kind of interesting news for, I mean, for me. I teach medical students, and I didn't realize that there is a rumor going around that if you do a rotation with me, with Dr. Dahlia, it's very easy. And it's an easy A. So do a rotation with Dr. Dahlia. And, you know, there's a group of students, very good students. But I think they're a part of my, you know, my roots, the slacker group, right? We're the ones in the back of medical school. We worked hard, you know, but we joked around a lot, played hard, right? Fooled around, kind of, sneak it out early if we could. And I guess, you know, people figured out that Dr. Dahlia is a great rotation to rotate through. I love the students I get, real good students. But it's kind of funny how that's how they, you know, you'd think they'd be like, oh, gosh, it stinks going to Dr. Dahlia's because she's so busy and you're going to have to hear, you know, her work on her show and you're going to have to hear all these current events and political stuff because she doesn't like Obamacare. No, they don't look at it. They look at it as an easy day, easy A. And they do. I have given every one of my students honors. Even when I was in training and I had medical students under me, I just did. Because I know that there are jerks out there that are going to, you know, give them bad grades. And now, honestly, if I have somebody that doesn't try and is lazy, there's, you know, but I've never met one. These guys are hard workers. They just want to have some fun. You know, they just want to, you know, spend some time with their family, study for their boards. Yeah, as long as I teach them what they need to and as long as I think that they pass, I not only pass them, I give them honor. So it's kind of nice to know that I'm the cool teacher. Okay. You know, I always, you know, when you're in school, there's the teacher that always had, you know, her underwear showing or her control top showing or the zipper was down or, you know, your male teacher who would bend over and, you know, plumber style, you'd see his butt, you know, or people would, I went to 12 different schools. So, I mean, I think I've seen a plethora of teachers and, you know, and I was always like, God, if I was a teacher, I hope I'm the cool one. So I'm just kind of happy that I'm the cool one. I love it. All right, got some interesting stuff to talk about when we come back. Very interesting. Looks like city birds sing differently from country birds. We got a new flu vaccine on the horizon. More chocolate news. Don't go away. More stuff coming right away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual claim circumstances.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Oh, did you guys hear this story? Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so apparently a base jumper, I guess these are guys that jump off rocks and cliffs, etc. Apparently, he probably should have died. And lucky for him, he lives, even though his parachute was on backwards. They say a bungling base jumper had a miraculous escape when he ended up stranded on a ledge after leaping off a 600-foot cliff with his parachute on backwards. Apparently, he was in a crevice in a mountain just sitting there waiting for a rescue after about 4 hours. 30-year-old Casa Grande man apparently had hiked up to the mountain with some friends. Two of his other friends had base jumped successfully, hurling themselves off the edge of the cliff, floating down nicely with their parachute. But it was his turn. His parachute failed to deploy properly because it was on backwards, because he had packed it wrong. So by backwards, was it, you know how it's supposed to be out? Was it against the back instead of out to the air? I don't know. Because he had packed it wrong, he was dragged back towards the cliff, and rather than away, of course, he was saved because he wafted into a crevice before ending up perched on the tiny ledge. He had a cell phone, was able to call for help, wrapped himself up in his parachute to keep warm until he was hoisted to safety. Matthew Mountain Rescuer said it was a miracle, you bet it was, that he hadn't plummeted to his death and died, and he was able to hang on. He only hurt his ankle. Wow. Now, I mean, I got to say, I like rock climbing, I like mountain climbing, I like, you know, a lot of these sports. I think they're fun, but no. Do not jump off a cliff, people, please. Do not. Okay, what is this? This was cool. So if you have those, you know those birds, right? You wake up in the morning and you hear the singing. Well, they say city birds sing differently than country birds. They said depending on where a bird lives, it, I guess, you know, they it affects how they sing. They say city birds will tweet at a higher pitch than those residing in wooded areas. They say with the help of controlled sound recordings, researchers at University of Copenhagen, Denmark, and, oh boy, Aberystwyth University in Wales, found that birds change the way they sing due to city buildings, not just the constant noise from traffic and people. So it's the that makes sense. They look at the architect, like mountains. I would think a bird in a mountainous area would also have a different tweet. They don't tweet. Urban architecture is a crucial determinant of how urban birds sing. All right, well, what does it sound like? I guess they have to do it high pitch because then it's able to echo and hit off the sound buildings as opposed to a low pitch. They say city dwellers can look forward to the lively song of birds in the coming spring, even though a side effect of the urban birds is more powerful and that they sing at a higher pitch. And sometimes we aren't even able to hear it. I think that stuff is cool. I love animal news. I just think animal news is really cool. Okay, this is an interesting story. This is an interesting nature. You guys are going to get nature on the Dr. Dolly Show. You're going to get everything. You're going to get politics. You're going to get entertainment. You're going to get nature. We talk about all things. So what's this? Female bonobos. Or is it bonobos? Do you guys know these? They're monkeys? I guess advertise their homosexual activity to audiences. Apparently, if females have sex with other females, especially an alpha female, they would communicate this among the other apes. This is very interesting. Low-ranking females that were invited to have sex with high-ranking females would also call to tell other group members about the bond. Like, look at what I just did. Experts suggest females communicate the encounters to boost their status. The species Paniscus are referred to as the erotic or promiscuous apes, ooh, the hoochie mamas, because they regularly engage in sexual contact with both their own and the opposite sex. So they're bisexual. They say sex is used to reduce stress and competition, develop affiliations, express and test social relationships, and for reconciling conflicts and consoling victims in distress. Can you imagine? Right? You know, girl, like, what is it, like a New Jersey Housewives? Right? No, okay, I don't even want to think about it. All right, so what else do they say? All right, well, what do they say to each other? Oh, okay, there's actually a YouTube clip where we could actually hear these bonobos or bonobos talk about how they just had sex with another female. Using vocalizations, females only advertise sexual contacts with important group members. So I guess they find, you know, the mayor, I guess, of the group. I don't know. The team found that the calls were most likely to be made by lower-ranked females, particularly if they were picked by a higher-ranked female, like an alpha female. Well, I didn't know that. As a low-ranked female, advertising sexual bonding with another dominant group member may serve to strengthen their social position and signal this to the alpha, and then I guess they attract men. I gotta tell you, I mean, men always love the idea of lesbians, right? And human. Or yeah, guys love that stuff. So I guess, you know, it's even with animals. Animals think that if they have some sort of lesbian encounter, then it'll attract the male alpha male. I don't know. Animals do things, and I guess they know what they're doing. You know, Darwinian selection, survival of the fittest. I guess they know what they're doing. All right, let's go to some emails here. All right. Michelle from Auburn. Dr. Dahlia, what would you recommend for irritable bowel syndrome? Are there any medicines on the market? No. I believe there was Zelnorm a while back that would use for irritable bowel. Do you guys know what irritable bowel is? All right, for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, irritable bowel. It's where your bowel is irritated. Honestly, irritable bowel, I diagnose irritable bowel when everything else is ruled out. When inflammatory bowel disease is ruled out, when a parasitic diarrhea infection, when constipation, when celiac disease, when everything else is ruled out. And I have a patient that's always gassy, always bloated, always uncomfortable, having either constipation or diarrhea, we call it irritable bowel. Now, there was a medication on the market. I believe it kind of addressed the serotonin receptors of the bowel. It had some good clinical studies, but I believe there were some side effects that was taken off the market. Now, personally, I think most irritable bowel is because of what we eat. A lot of my irritable bowel patients, they're not the vegetarians, right? They're not the ones eating the healthiest diet. They're the ones that are, you know, taking these, you know, these refined sugars. Because I think a lot of the carbohydrates and cookies, you know, I can already tell you which brands will give me gas. And I know you guys hear, you know, I know we talk about gas a lot, but honestly, there's certain brand cookies that just I can't eat. Okay? Now, I don't think that's irritable bowel. I don't think I have a medical condition. I just think if you put something in your system that's crap, that your body can't tolerate it, you're not going to do well. Now, I do believe, okay, that there are real, true irritable bowel sufferers. Okay, now I was diagnosed with irritable bowel years ago. Yeah, you guys are going to have to hear the story, absolutely. All right, where what happened is I loved raw onions. I could eat raw onions in my 20s without a problem, okay? All of a sudden, I go up to medical school, and I moved to Reno, and I remember my first day, I had a cheese pizza with raw onions, okay? And, you know, just going about my life, but I noticed I just was really bloated, really gassy. So I thought it was the water, because I was perfectly fine when I lived in Vegas, when I go to undergrad. Then I go up to Reno, Nevada to go to medical school, and all of a sudden, I look 9 months pregnant. I always have gas. Okay, now, why was that? Nothing changed. My diet didn't change. Okay, I still liked raw onions, I liked my vegetables, etc. Well, doctors said, well, what you need to do is you need to do a food diary. You need to figure out which food is doing this. Well, after subtracting and adding and doing an elimination diet, I mean, basically the best way to do it is you go completely bland for a few days. Hopefully you poop and get everything out of your system because you could still be gassy 2 days later. So you go completely bland. Then you start introducing food slowly. If that gives you gas, then you know it's that. If it doesn't give you gas, you move on. Okay, well, by the time I figured this out, it took 9 months, and it turned out to be onions. Onions will give me gas. Now, that didn't make any sense to me because I didn't have a problem 1 day before. Okay? Prior to my moving, I didn't have a problem. Well, something must have happened where I just stopped being able to digest them. No, we don't call it a food allergy. Food allergy is where you kind of start to swell or, you know, not tolerate it. This is just I couldn't digest it. I was intolerant to it. So they told me go get some Beano. Buy some Beano. It has digestive enzymes for your vegetables and your onions and your beans. And it worked. It worked. So now whenever I want to eat onions, I take a little of the Beano. It's over the counter, et cetera. And I know some of you that are lactose intolerant, you can get those lactate tablets, et cetera. But the story, the moral to that is not that I wanted to bore you with my bowels, is you could have an issue with what you tolerate and digest overnight. Okay? You don't have to. You don't have to have had this throughout life. It's like all of a sudden, and I'm saying overnight, I couldn't digest onions. That doesn't make any sense to me, but that's just what my body did. Remember, your body doesn't have to do anything linear. Your body doesn't have to do anything anything gradual. I've seen people with high blood pressure, completely normal, and overnight have high blood pressure. Just like that. Same thing with diabetes. So, you know, just keep in mind, you know, keep in mind. So I'll just kind of tell you guys some tips on what to do with your bowels. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. 409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. And if you miss any of the shows, like our first 2 hours, you can go to the Dr. Dahlia website. There is an on-demand button. Hit that on-demand button. You will hear the last 3 hours that have been broadcast. Also, you can go to gcnlive.com. You can get our archives. You can get our podcasts. Pretty exciting stuff. A big thank you to Donovan, who's working the dials tonight. And a super big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. All right, so let's say you have irritable bowel. What are those symptoms? Well, irritable bowel syndrome, you have bloating. You have cramps. A lot of times when you're trying to stool, you have mucus. You either have diarrhea. You either have constipation. But I got to tell you, the bloating is probably the number one complaint people have. Now, you know, they used to say, well, eat fiber. Try to get more fiber in. And the reason why is because if you're eating fiber and whole grains and vegetables, you're going to probably eat less crap. Okay? And remember, what is your body designed to digest? It's designed to digest more natural foods. True, some of you may not be able to digest the vegetables, so you got to go and get the Beano. But for most of us, it's a lot better than some of the cookies and the frozen foods and some of the stuff that we, the pastries that we, you know, eat. Now, one of the reasons why we do recommend fiber is sometimes we just have to get the stool out. keep in mind, your body needs everything kind of rhythmic. It needs it predictable. So if you're blocked up and you're constipated and things aren't moving, well, then you're going to get back pressure. And when you get back pressure, you get gas. When you get gas, you get bloating. So, you know, we need to keep the plumbing going. No, now I don't want you starting to take stool softeners and pills, etc. Because then what happens is sometimes you could get diarrhea. All right. After the constipation, after you finally move, sometimes the bowels move too quickly. And then bowels that move too quickly, remember, you don't have time to absorb the water, and then the stool is loose. So you need to get on a general cycle. You need to have a predictable eating pattern every couple hours. Don't eat big meals. Big meals give you gas, okay? Your body is designed to get small boluses of food. We talked about this yesterday in terms of how to prevent diabetes. Your body is designed to get little small boluses of food, small pieces at a time, okay? If you do that, then your body could digest it. You know how you eat a big, huge meal, and then you're like, oh, I'm bloated, and then all night you're tooting? See, no. You know, you can't do that. Now, also, you can't eat on the run. A lot of us eat on the run. I mean, honestly, I don't get a lunch hour. I really don't have too much time for breakfast, and I don't really have too much time for dinner. So usually my meals are about 3 to 5 minutes in length. Can't do that. You need to eat slow. The slower you eat, the better you digest. The less you eat, the less weight you gain. But scarfing down a burger isn't the best thing for your irritable bowel. Not at all. Also, avoid swallowing air. You know, my father, when I was a little kid, used to always say, shut up and eat. Shut up and eat. And I used to hate that, you know, because I wanted to talk about my day. I mean, I didn't see my daddy all day. You know, it was, you know, my social hour, but it always say shut up and eat. Now, maybe it's because he didn't want to hear about my day, or maybe he was, you know, really gastrointestinally savvy. Maybe he knew that I'd be swallowing air and then that would later come out as a toot. I don't know. My father was a brilliant man. May he rest in peace. So, you know, when you swallow air, when you talk, when you eat, when you giggle, if you chew gum, if you drink carbonated beverages, you are going to swallow air. Air doesn't help with the whole gassy situation, okay? So eat your food slow, thoroughly chew it, small meals throughout the day, fiber, fruits, vegetables. Make sure you're hydrating. If you're dehydrated, the stool is going to sit longer, so the body could try to suck out more fluid. Remember, I've gone through the whole GI system with you. Remember, you bite, you chew in the mouth, saliva starts to digest, food goes down your esophagus, right? That's more of a traveling tube, moves it down to the stomach. Stomach is acid, digestion continues there. Then food goes into the small intestine where you have the absorption of the nutrients. Then after the nutrients are absorbed through the small intestine, the food in the colon starts to get the large intestine. Fluid has to be absorbed. So the colon sits there until the body is happy that it absorbed the fluid that it wants to. And you have these mass movements and it goes out and it comes out. And this is supposed to be a daily process, pretty predictable. You know, and so make sure you're hydrated, because if you're not hydrated, those bowels will not want to move that food out. Okay? Caffeine is a stimulant. So if you take in a stimulant and you tighten up your body and, you know, get that epinephrine going, it's that flight or fright. Okay? If any of you have ever run track, right, or done a sport, do you ever have to pee or poop in the middle of the sport? Usually not, because your sympathetic nervous system is kicked in. Okay? So you hold on tight. All right, when you're more relaxed, that's when you feel like going potty, when you're more relaxed. All right, so if you drink caffeine, that doesn't relax you. It tightens things up, kicks in your sympathetic nervous system, not good. You got to avoid caffeine. Alcohol could do the same, but alcohol is also dehydrating. It's a drying agent, so that's something you need to try to avoid. And then, of course, the food diary. You have to, I'm reading this from drugs.com. It basically says what I've been telling you all. The food diary is crucial. And again, the reason why I gave you guys that boring story about me and my bowels in medical school is because, you know, I am completely shocked that I could overnight not tolerate a certain food like onions. Okay? I don't care if you have always been able to eat beets or broccoli. I don't care. You need to do the food diary and figure out what you've eaten. Now, many people, even though they don't tolerate foods well, will live with it. They go, you know what? I don't care if I get a little bit of gas because I'll let it expel. Now, that's another thing. Many people with irritable bowel don't have a medical condition. they just hold in their gas. If you didn't hold in your gas, you probably wouldn't be bloated. Now, we talk about gas a lot on the show, okay? Many of us, we start feeling gas at 8:05, right? After we've clocked in, right? Started our shift. And the public bathrooms aren't the most conducive for you to sit there and read a newspaper. And us girls, we're all embarrassed. You know, we don't want to in front of our friends, you know, especially in the girls' bathroom. We're all embarrassed. We're like, you know what? I'm going to hold it. I'm going to just suck it up. The air will move up. It'll hide somewhere. And I will wait till 4:59 when I clock out to get into the car, go home, and then I can go to the bathroom. Uh-uh. No wonder you have irritable bowel. Okay? Your body does not tolerate you holding in the gas. You got to get the gas out. You either have to go to the bathroom or, I don't know, go to your car, pretend you left your cell phone there. I don't know. But you got to get the gas out. Also, keep in mind, there's supposed to be, I don't know what the number is on the average number of, you know, farts, I guess. Somebody said you're supposed to do it 110 times a day. I don't know. I don't know what the number is. I'm sure there are scientists out there clocking it. That's wonderful, you know. Oh, there's three. I'm sure there are. But here's the thing. If it is supposed to be in the three-digit numbers, okay, you're panicking that you did it once at 7:50 in the morning and twice after 8 p.m. at night, you're still under the national average, okay? Per capita, you're supposed to expel. Because keep in mind, when you expel the gas, you're able to have the mass movements. Mass movements move the stool down. Yes, I know you're all trying to eat dinner. I'm sorry. So in order for you to keep moving the bowels down, you have to let the gas out. All right, so let it out. That's very normal. That's very natural. You think the caveman days, they held it in? No. Now, of course, if the cubicles are pretty close by and you're in a poorly ventilated area, yeah, that could be an issue. Absolutely. But then try to excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. And I told you, ladies, okay, if there's a bunch of ladies talking, doing makeup, etc., kick them out of the bathroom. Say, look, I am sorry, I got to drop the kids off at the pool. Or just say, look, guys, I ate something that doesn't agree with me. I don't know if you're really going to want to be in here. Please flee. You know, and I'm sure they will. Okay, I'm sure they'll get the point. You know, just remember White Chicks. Remember the movie White Chicks when he ate the cheese? That was so miserable they fled. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, as expected, we're going to be starting to see some fallout from the drought that happened in Texas. It looks like a Central Texas River Authority today said that it doesn't expect Hill Country lake levels to be high enough to provide irrigation water to downriver rice farmers. They said this is going to be the first time ever that Colorado River rice farmers would not get the water. Clara Tuma, a spokeswoman for the Lower Colorado River Authority, said the agency would post its final decision on the website before midnight. Apparently, Lakes Travis and Buchanan were about 3.2 acre feet or more than 1 billion gallons short of the level they need to reach for farmers to receive water. This is some pretty serious stuff. They say we do not anticipate that the combined storage will reach 850,000 acre feet today. We expect to end the day with storage between 846,000 and 847,000 acre feet. So apparently, rice farmers have been preparing, knowing that the worst one-year drought in Texas history has depleted the Highland Lakes to the point that they could have issues with their rice production. They also didn't expect that the rain was going to be enough, even though they have had some, storms coming their way. It was not enough for their rice paddies. Apparently, Texas is one of the six largest rice producers in the country. The farmers in the Colorado River Basin make up almost three-quarters of the state's total rice acreage. So right now, they say at current lake levels, a small percentage of farmers, those with senior water rights along the river, will get 20,000 acre-feet of water. The rest will not get any. So I'm not sure what you do in this situation. I mean, you know, we live along the Colorado River in Las Vegas, right? And I know that we fight with California and Arizona for the water, right? Luckily, we really don't grow much here in Vegas, right? Maybe tourism we grow. But I couldn't imagine if your industry is based on, you know, it's horrible and absolutely horrifying because we definitely don't need any food shortages. All right, speaking of food, it looks like nutrition labels are being added today to raw meats. Remember I said they were going to be adding these? This was a while back. All right, there's going to be some big changes coming to raw meat and poultry products sold at grocery stores. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced apparently the new rule that goes into effect today, March 1, where packages of raw meat, whole ground, or chopped has to carry nutrition fact labels. Right now, they only say like 85% lean, right? 90% lean. They have to do more. They say 40 of the most popular cuts of raw meat, chicken breast, steaks, I'm getting hungry, pork chops, will have nutrition information. All right, let me see. So under the new rule, the package of meat that says 85% lean will now have to say right next to it 15% fat. Really, are we stupid? Are they trying to say we're stupid? Thank you, government, for doing that. How much is this costing? All right. Is that it? Is this what the nutrition label is, just the fat? Okay, I thought there'd be salts. I thought there'd be something else. Really? That's it? That's the nutrition label change? If it says 85% lean, it's going to also have to say 50% fat? Why is the USDA doing this big move now? This administration has had a real strong focus since the beginning on safe foods and expanding access to nutrition food for everybody. Consumers are more interested in what's in their food than they've ever been. No, Michelle Obama is. You know, we know a cupcake is a cupcake. Honestly, I really don't need the calorie count shoved in my face. I really don't. Okay? I don't need to be depressed. All right. So apparently, according to the My Plate initiative, remember they changed that horrible, horrible pyramid to a plate? Do you guys remember that? Okay? It's called the My Plate. It says a lean protein should take up a quarter of a person's plate. Now people will see how much lean protein they're actually getting. Now, they say the new changes will affect meats typically people purchase at grocery stores. Small businesses that grind meat and poultry are exempt from the rule, provided they provide lean and fat information and don't make other nutritional claims about the meat, like antibiotic-free. All right, well, I'd really like to know what else the nutrition label has. I got to check this out. I mean, there's got to be more to this than 15% fat. You know, and don't you cook it out? When I cook my ground beef, okay, there's this liquid that seems to come out of it when you cook it. I'm assuming that's a fat. Am I wrong? No, I'm not. I'm not. That's the fat coming out. So even if you have the raw meat and you cook out the fat, the nutritional, isn't the purpose of the nutritional label to tell you what you're putting in your mouth right now is what it is? Right? And I don't know. And what if you fry your chicken? If you fry your chicken, isn't it gonna add the fat? I mean, look, I'm for education, okay? I am for education. I think nutritional labels are nice, but if the food is raw and it's gonna change when you cook the food, and we're not allowed to eat the raw food, so there's probably a 100% chance that you are going to be doing some sort of cooking to that raw meat, and the nutritional value is gonna change. Hence the fat. Why are we spending money putting that on there? I don't know. Again, government doesn't make any sense to me. No sense at all. Okay. Now, this may make some sense to you, especially if you're a woman. Women that have headaches and migraines, okay, may not be faking it to get out of sex. They say a lot of women that have headaches or migraines actually have sexual problems. They actually suffer from sexual problems. They say more than 90% of women seeking treatment for headaches had a lower sex drive, and 29% say they were distressed about the situation. Well, of course they are. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had a migraine, but you feel toxic. It's not just pain, like hurting your elbow or knee. I mean, you actually feel like there's a poison in you. It's absolutely horrible. They say in many cases, headaches increase feelings of anxiety, while migraines and tension-type headaches were associated with sexual pain and low desire. Well, of course, if you have severe head pain, you're really not going to be wanting to do the hippity-dippity or the reverse cowgirl. The study involved 100 women with an average age of 40 who were being treated for headaches. Most had migraines, some had tension headaches or chronic headaches. All right. Well, you know, okay. I get it. It's published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. All right. Low sex drive with the headaches. I think there's a lot of it. I think there's a whole picture. You could have depression. You could have poor sleep, headache, lack of confidence in yourself. Absolutely. People who feel good and really feel good, yeah, carefree. Those of us that kind of suffer a little bit, no, not in the mood for sex. So I get this. It's a shame, though, you know, because many people that don't have health insurance or access to health insurance won't get the headaches dealt with, and then marriage could fall by the wayside if you guys aren't having sex. So that's kind of an issue that needs to be addressed. But, you know, just realize, guys, it's not you, okay? Many times a woman's lack of sex drive is very biological, all right? I have women coming in all the time saying, my husband's going to leave me, he's going to leave me. And I don't think any husband should leave a wife for lack of sex drive. You're there, you know, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. But I do feel bad for the man who is very vibrant and passionate and wants to have sex, and his sex life is cut off at age 35. I mean, that is very, very difficult for a man to deal with. In the older days, they had concubines, they had multiple wives, so they were able to get sex whenever they needed it. I'm very glad we have monogamy. I think it's very healthy. I love our society for what it does, but I do feel bad for guys that are in a marriage where they don't have sex. That's got to be pretty tough on them. Unfortunately, though, you know, the wife does get blamed. You know, really, really, what's wrong with you? You're psycho. Well, no, there are biological reasons, and this headache study, you know, kind of proves it. Okay. All right, I know. All right, well, we are coming up on the end. Oh, still so much to talk about. Look, for those of you that have any medical questions, please call in, even if we're off air, to 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can email me anytime. Can't wait to get back to you, and we will be back tomorrow. Don't forget to follow me on Dr. Dahlia and listen to our on-demand button. Y'all take care.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.